Module E, Practice Paper 2. Britney Spears, A Sad Success Story. Pages 14 and 15. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
She was young, beautiful, talented, and immensely successful. She had tens of millions of fans who adored her. The music industry bestowed upon her its highest honors. She had two lovely children and more money than she could spend in two lifetimes. So just what was it about Britney Spears' life that led this young woman to the path of self-destruction? While the biography of Britney Spears, dubbed by MTV as one of the last teenage pop superstars of the 20th century, provides no answers to this question, it can perhaps help us consider the high price of success. Growing up in a small Louisiana town, Spears performed at local events and with church choirs. When she was 8, she auditioned for the Mickey Mouse Club, a popular children's TV show on the Disney Channel. Too young to become a Mouseketeer, as the child performers on the show were called, she was not given a part on the show. However, one of the show's producers was quite impressed with young Spears and helped her find an agent. Under her mother's watchful eye, Spears spent the next 3 summers studying in New York and taking part in television commercials and off-Broadway productions. When she was 11, Spears returned to the Disney Channel, and this time she got a spot on the Mickey Mouse Club. At 15, she auditioned for the head of Jive Records, who signed the teenager to a record deal. An amazing career would follow. In 1999, Spears' debut album, Baby One More Time, soared to number 1 on the charts, and together with her next 2 albums proved that she had what it takes to be a true superstar. According to published figures, Spears has sold more than 76 million albums, making her the 8th best-selling female artist in American music history. With the press reporting every detail of her often bizarre personal life, Spears married backup dancer and aspiring rap artist Kevin Federline in 2004. The following year, she gave birth to their first son, Sean Preston. Soon, stories began to emerge about Britney's inappropriate behavior, which included putting her son's life at risk by driving a car while holding him on her lap. In 2006, Spears and Federline welcomed their second child. More accusations of erratic behavior followed. Every move Spears made was highly publicized, causing what appeared to be irreparable damage to her public image. Her marriage also suffered, and Spears filed for divorce from Federline later that year. It was apparent that Britney was going through rough times. There were rumors that she was addicted to drugs and alcohol. Her bizarre and often wild behavior, considered extremely unfitting for a young mother and a role model for young teenage girls the world over, was often caught on camera. At the beginning of 2007, Spears entered a drug rehabilitation facility, allowing her fans to breathe a sigh of relief in the belief that their idol would emerge from treatment healthy and with renewed energy. This hope was short-lived. Spears quit the center after only 24 hours. A few days later, she checked into and out of still another treatment facility. Her odd behavior continued, including a well-publicized visit to a salon where she grabbed a razor and shaved off her hair. Things were definitely spinning out of control. Federline demanded custody of the children, citing Spears as an unfit mother. The press went wild with speculation about Spears' health and mental state, so much so that her manager made a plea to the public and the media to respect her privacy, but to no avail. At the time of writing, the Spears saga has not ended, and there are still no answers as to why being a pop phenomenon and having everything a person could ever dream of was not enough for this young woman.